History on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In a short but emotional meeting last night, a special meeting of the Salisbury Board of Selectmen, the results of the attorney's investigation regarding allegations of sexual misconduct by Arthur Wilkinson were presented by the board. The board agreed to make the complete report public, posting it on its website. We have it posted right now on our Facebook page, WHDDRobinHoodRadio.com. We will right now just give you the summation of the report. Art Wilkinson's refusal, this from the report itself, Art Wilkinson's refusal to discuss his criminal history struck us significant and concerning. While not itself proof that Wilkinson engaged in any of the misconduct alleged by various witnesses, his refusal to discuss his criminal history stood in stark contrast to his openness and long-winded discussions of irrelevant details. Moreover, it seemed inconsistent with the person that Wilkinson's supporters believed him to be. At the same time, we were not able to confirm any discrepancy action having been taken against Wilkinson at any time by the town, and as such, we placed no weight on the belief by some that such discipline may have happened. Wilkinson could offer no convincing explanation for why a large number of individuals, many of them with no connection to one another, would align themselves to make false accusations against him many years after the events in question. In sum, multiple people credibly described circumstances that have not been shown to us to be false or inaccurate. On the other hand, Arthur Wilkinson offered no credible denials of their allegations. His own statements placed many of the complainants where they alleged they were harmed, and he had no persuasive reason as why so many people, many without connections to each other, would align years after the fact to falsely accuse an innocent, long-retired individual. Summing up, in their opinion, the preponderance of evidence lies with those who have alleged misconduct against Arthur Wilkinson. That ends the summation. Once again, this report can be found on the Salisbury, Connecticut website, but you can also find it on our Facebook page on our story. And also, we will post the video online as well. Sad news out of Cornwall. Charles Van Doren, whose rise and fall as a game show contestant in the 1950s inspired the movie Quiz Show and served as a cautionary tale about the stage competitions of early television, passed away at the age of 93 of natural causes on Tuesday in Canaan, Connecticut at Gear Nursing and Rehabilitation. Funeral services are private. Meetings coming up today. The North Canaan Elementary School Board of Education meeting, that'll happen from 7 o'clock on at the North Canaan Elementary School. Meanwhile, the Planning and Zoning Commission in Kent has their meeting at 7 p.m. A blood drive will take place at Bard College at Simon's Rock at the Kilpatrick Athletic Center on April 12th. To make an appointment, log on to redcrossblood.org. 28th Annual Bicycle and Automobile Auction happens on Saturday, 9 a.m. That is, of course, in Copake, New York, at the Copake Auction House. Farmers, educators, and entrepreneurs will get together at Bard College at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington on Saturday to support a lively local interest in bees, pollination, and the 6th Annual Think Food Conference. Admission to the event is $25, $10 for lunch. Students will be admitted for free. In Kent, the annual Easter egg hunt is slated for the 13th on the Town Hall lawn. Ages 10 and under will be held at 10 a.m. on the lawn at Kent Town Hall. It features two age groups, ages 5 and under on the front lawn, ages 6 through 10 on the back lawn. Youngsters may bring their own bags or baskets. Bags will be provided, though. The Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, the Friends of the Hotchkiss Library, present a reading jubilee. That happens Saturday. They're celebrating National Library Week with their second annual reading jubilee. Stop by the library for as little as 20 minutes or as long as an hour or two, anytime between 10 and 4, to hear members of over 15 Sharon organizations and town officials read excerpts from your favorite poetry, stories, and books. More information at HotchkissLibrary.org. Berkshire Botanical Garden on West Stockbridge Road in Stockbridge has an event coming up on Saturday from 10 till 12, maintaining living plant cover, one of the essential building practices of building soil health. In Pine Plains, the food pantry distribution will take place on Saturday from 10 until noon at the United Methodist Church. On Saturday, the Sharon Historical Society welcomes its members to the annual spring meeting held at Sharon Town Hall, second floor, Chapin Meeting Room at 10 o'clock. Immediately following the meeting, Susan Shepherd will be giving a presentation open to the public on 18th century smallpox epidemics in Sharon and the early medical societies that were formed here. After the talk, all are invited back to the Sharon Historical Society to enjoy light refreshments and see their current exhibits. Spring Craft and Vendor Fair is being held on Saturday from 10 till 4, the first annual. Over 80 vendors, food, raffles, and pictures with the Easter Bunny at the Columbia Green Community College in Hudson, New York. More information is available at sunycgcc.edu. An Easter egg hunt coming up at Lawrence Field in North Canaan on Saturday. That starts at 10:30 and goes to 11:30. In Millerton, an introduction to vegetable gardening takes place on Saturday, 1 o'clock at the Northeast Millerton Library. For more information, RSVP at 518-789-3340. Kent Art Association Spring Juried Show opens up on April 13th. The gala reception and presentation of awards at 2 p.m. on Saturday, but the event runs through May 12th with exhibitions at the gallery at 21 South Main Street in Kent. More information, kentart.org. Berkshire Botanical Garden has growing a cutting garden at home that runs from 1 until 3 on Saturday the 13th on Stockbridge Road. More information, berkshirebotanical.org. Roast beef dinner being held by Sharon American Legion Post 126 at the Legion Hall in Sharon behind the firehouse on Saturday, 4 till 7, $14 for adults, $7 for children under 10, free under 5, barbecued beef, mashed potatoes, gravy, salad bar, vegetable rolls, and dessert. It's all you can eat. Takeouts are also available. On Saturday from 4 to 5:30, join the Mirror Visions Ensemble for a celebration of America and all its accomplished glory. Their songs soar with music from classical American composers and also from historically marginalized American groups at the Roloff Jansen Community Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale. More information, rojanlibrary.org. A songwriter showcase. An audience will hear stories and inspiration behind the songs of musicians who wrote them. The songwriter showcase is on Saturday at 7:30 in the evening at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex. The event is being presented by Lance Middlebrook. A $5 donation is asked at the door. The Music in the Annex concert series, supported by grants from Ann and Abe Efron Fund, donor advised the Community Foundation for the Hudson Valley. Also underwritten by Harney & Sons, Master Tea Blenders, Irving Farm Coffee Roasters, and more printing. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was virtually unchanged yesterday, up 6.58 to 26,157.16. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7964.24, and the S&P 500 at 2888.21. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.